Now, said the fairy queen, call hither Moonlight and Summer Wind, for they have seen many pleasant things in their long wanderings and will gladly tell us them. Oh, most joyfully will we do our best, dear queen, said the elves, as they folded their wings beside her. Now, Summer Wind, said Moonlight, till your turn comes, do you sit here and fan me while I tell this tale. In a large and pleasant garden sat little Annie all alone, and she seemed very sad, for drops that were not dew fell fast upon the flowers beside her, who looked wonderingly up and bent still nearer, as if they longed to cheer and comfort her. The warm wind lifted up her shining hair and softly kissed her cheek, while the sunbeams, looking most kindly in her face, made little rainbows in her tears and lingered lovingly about her. But Annie paid no heed to the sun or wind or flower. Still the bright tears fell. She forgot all but her sorrow. Little Annie, tell me why you weep, said a low voice in her ear, and looking up, the child beheld a little figure standing on a vine leaf at her side. A lovely face smiled on her from amid bright locks of hair, and shining wings were folded on a white and glittering robe that fluttered in the wind. Who are you, lovely little thing? Cried Annie, smiling through her tears. I am a fairy, little child, and I'm come to help and comfort you. Now, tell me why you weep, and let me be your friend, replied the spirit, as she smiled more kindly still on Annie's wondering face. And are you really then a little elf, such as I read of in my fairy books? Do you ride on butterflies, sleep in flower cups, and live among the clouds? Yes, all these things I do, and many stranger still that all your fairy books can never tell. But now, dear Annie, said the fairy, bending nearer, tell me why I found no sunshine on your face, and why are these great drops shining on the flowers, and why do you sit alone when bird and bee are calling you to play? Ah, you will not love me any more if I should tell you all, said Annie, while the tears began to fall again. I'm not happy, for I'm not good. How shall I learn to be a patient, gentle child? Good little fairy, will you teach me how? Oh, gladly will I aid you, Annie. And if you truly wish to be a happy child, you first must learn to conquer many passions that you cherish now and make your heart a home for gentle feelings and happy thoughts. The task is hard, but I will give this fairy flower to help and counsel you. Bend hither, that I may place it in your breast. No hand can take it hence till I unsay the spell that holds it there. As thus she spoke, the elf took from her bosom a graceful flower whose snow-white leaves shone with a strange soft light. This is a fairy flower, said the elf, invisible to every eye save yours. Now, listen while I tell its power, Annie. When your heart is filled with loving thoughts, and when some kindly deed has been done, some duty well performed, then from the flower there will arise the sweetest, softest fragrance to reward and gladden you. But when an unkind word is on your lips, when a selfish, angry feeling rises in your heart, or an unkind, cruel deed is to be done, then will you hear the soft, low chime of the flower bell. Listen to its warning. Let the word remain unspoken, the deed undone. And in the quiet joy of your own heart and the magic perfume of your bosom flower, you will find a sweet reward. Oh, kind and generous fairy, how can I ever thank you for this lovely gift? Cried Annie. I will be true and listen to my little bell whenever it may ring. But shall I never see you more? Ah, if you would only stay with me, I should indeed be good. I cannot stay now, little Annie, said the elf, but when another spring comes round, I shall be here again to see how well the fairy gift has done its work. Now, farewell, dear child. Be faithful to yourself, and the magic flower will never fade. And then the gentle fairy folded her little arms around Annie's neck, laid a soft kiss on her cheek, and spreading wide her shining wings, flew singing up among the white clouds floating in the sky. And little Annie sat among her flowers and watched with wondering joy the fairy blossom shining on her breast.